From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied on the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up. I'm Jake Philcock.
Thank you, Jake, and welcome to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. I am Pete Bone. I will be with you here for the next 3 hours. Here from noon to three every day, noon to three on great stations like WYOY. That's WYOY, and they call it that, by the way. I talked to Steve Dickens, didn't you?
I did.
And he told me it's because they wanted to say, why, oh, why was I not carrying Pete Bone until this year? WYOY in, where else? Youngstown. And that's in the great state of Wyoming. Why'd you interrupt me?
Youngstown, Ohio.
All right, but I wanted the Y's to carry.
Oh, I see. Yes, so WYOY Youngstown, Wyoming.
Yes.
We're live, Pete.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much. That's Jake Philcock. He is new. We had a tragedy with our last announcer, and I got to tell you, I don't even remember his name. I'm embarrassed now.
I can find out.
Don't find out right now, Will. I forget who our last announcer was, but he was discovered in... Shit. Why am I laughing? It's just... Well, you still got that cold. I do have a cold. It's a cold that I got on the West Coast. I was out conferring with David G. Hall and Tom Dovka, and I met up with Phil Hendry for drinks. And he said, have you tried this tequila, Pete? I said, no. And he had slobbered and backwashed.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And I took a sip. It was very good tequila. And Phil was looking at the glass with a look of horror. And I said, what's wrong? He said, I just backwashed into that, and I have a bad cold.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah. That's what I said. And I said, all right, well, that's all right, Phil. You know, and guess what? Here, I got it now. And I want to say this, and I'm half joking, but also half serious. I don't want anybody thinking that there was any gay. There's no gay sex there.
No, no one's.
And I take it easy, will you, Jake? You know, you're brand new. All right. There was nothing going on between Henry and I. I wasn't kissing or anything.
Understood.
But you're not here on the show long enough.
I'm sorry.
Jake Philcock, folks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very, what's that?
Well, you said Jake Philcock's folks, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right, I did. And that probably is part and parcel of the heavy sedation and medication I'm taking for this cold. But my mind is clear. My objective is clear. The things that I want, the things that I need are clear to me. I'm Pete Bone, and I will not be denied.
Pete Bone will not be denied. He'll take your phone calls here at 555-5555 in the Richter Building.
We're in the Richter Building today because the Croner Building is being renovated. And goodness gracious, has it needed it? Yes. The Croner Building was built in 1841 in Chicago, before Chicago was really a city. It was the tallest building in Chicago at the time, 2 stories high. That's right.
Long before the cattle yards.
Long before the cattle yards, yeah. And 18, long before Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Oh, that's right. You know, I read an interesting thing.
Thank you. I'll talk to you.
Awesome.
Anyway, the Croner Building has been here a long time, and they're finally renovating it. They're cleaning out some of the air vents. A lot of the garbage that collects in there, and then you breathe it, it gets into your lungs, and if you're out on the coast and you're having dinner and drinks with Phil Hendry, and he backwashes into a glass of tequila, and then he says, oh, try this, and you do, and then you come back to this filthy, stinking...
Take it easy, Pete.
Let's take a break. Take a break. I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say on this Christmas Eve.
Pete Bone will not be denied on the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up from the Croner Building in Chicago. Call Pete at 555-5555 Richter.
Hey, folks, it's Pete Bone for Pete Bone's Version of History, Volume 16. This is a great, great gift for the student in your family, for the kid that wants to learn, for the first time in his life, hear the truth about what happened. Pete Bone's Version of History finally tells you the truth. Is there global warming? Is the capital of the United States really in this country? And who was really the president that freed the slaves? You know, you've been taught a lot of garbage. You have been fed all kinds of fake news. Pete Bone is here to clear all of that up. Who was really the father of our country? George Washington? Try again. man.
That's right.
And was it a man? You know, all of these volumes contain the signature Pete Bone take on history. No more fake news, no more lies, no more deceit. I tell you exactly what happened. Was the Depression in the 1930s? No. And which side were we on in World War II? Here's a hint. We like to goose step too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why America is not as pure and clean and wonderful as you think it is, even though yes it is, but no it's not. Pete Bone's Version of History, Volume 16, can be had at the Croner Building. Just write Pete Bone, the Croner Building, Chicago, Illinois. That's Pete Bone, My Mama, Your Mama Too, in Wasteland, Wisconsin. Or dial up 555-6262-55 Richter. That's 555 Richter, and we'll send you that. Pete Bone's Version of History, Volume 16. Nobody, no student, no person that really wants to know really what happened in the history of this country can be without it. Quit being stupid. Quit buying all the fake news. Find out for real what really happened in the history of America. I'm Pete Bone. I love this place so very dearly, and yet it really isn't quite as great as we think it is, but yes, it is a great country. Welcome back here to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied, and one of the things that I do on this show, in case you haven't heard, and I can't imagine that you haven't heard, I don't mess around. I am a guy who gets right to it. I know my mind. I speak my mind. Couple of things I want to tell you about. Number one, this is Christmas Eve, okay? We say Merry Christmas around here.
Yes, we do.
We say Merry Christmas around here. Some people say Happy Holidays, but let me tell you something. I don't like it when they say Happy Holidays, but I also despise Christmas. Let me tell you why I say we believe in Christmas, okay? The war on Christmas ends at Pete Bone's doorstep, even though it was on a Christmas day that my father came out of a church having said a novena for my dead mother and was hit by a trolley car and was dragged 600 feet, horribly mutilated. I had to identify the body. That was right after he came out of a church on Christmas. And so I despise the very name Christmas, but we love Christmas, don't we, Jake?
Yes, yay, Christmas.
Don't war on Christmas around here, okay? But remember, my father died. God didn't give me a break on Christmas. My father was dragged and horribly, horribly crushed by a trolley car on Christmas Day. I, at the age of 19, had to identify the body. And did that traumatize me for the rest of my life? No. Why would that? Why would that do that? But so I despise... Your nose is running. I know it is. Oh, boy. I still get the cold that I was gotten. That's the wrong way of saying it.
Let's watch our grammar.
Okay. Why don't you turn that?
What a dick.
Pete Bone will not be denied on the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up. Pete Bone will not be denied. Call Pete at 555-2121-62 Richter.
All right, welcome back here to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. As we were saying, Christmas is an important part of our lives. And if you want to go down that road where, oh, happy holidays, and what's the one the Jewish...
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Good for you. Go off and light your menorah and do that. All that stuff, you understand, scares Christians. Although, I come from a Jewish family. Now, let me tell you, I'm Jewish, but I've decided I won't be. And is it self-hate? No, it is not self-hate. I want to work. I want to work. God, do I want to work. Pete Bone will not be denied. Give me a call right now, and let's clear some of this stuff up, because I'll tell you something. The one thing we hate in this world and that I hate in this world are people that go back and forth and back and forth and flip-flop, and we've got so many of them in our Congress right now, don't we? I mean, Jake...
Oh, millions of them. Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Flip-flop, back and forth all the time. And I admire her, though, because she's standing up to, she reminds me a lot of my mother. But flip-flop, flip-flop, let's go to a phone call. Fuck this. Excuse my language. I don't say fuck on the air. If you're a kid and you just heard that, go and tell your mother and father and ask them to have me fired. That's the kind of integrity I've got. I want to be fired for what I just said. I want to be fired for what I just said. Please don't do what I just asked you to do, because you want to know something? The liberals do that all the time, and nobody fires them. But they don't. I said that I should be fired. No, I shouldn't. All right, let's go to a phone call right now. Kathy, hi, you're on with Pete Bone.
Oh, hi, Pete. Well, listen, we bought your, what was the name of the app?
Did you get the Pete Bone History?
Pete Bone's Version of History. George Washington was a Satanist. That's what you're pitching, right?
I'm not pitching. That's what I'm pitching. That's the fact, Jack. You can look it up if you want to. Pete Bone will not be denied. 555. That's right. George Washington was a Satanist. He believed in God. No, he didn't. But he believed in America. Yes, he did. I checked that out. He did believe in America. George Washington also was not anti-Semitic, which is unusual for our founders. But yet, I got to believe that he was because I believe in America. Pete Bone, here's our number, 555-5555, Richter. And we'll go to Charlie now. Charlie, welcome to the show, and you're on with Pete Bone. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Pete. I'm in the same call center as the preceding. We work together.
The lady I just talked to?
Hi, Pete.
Yeah, I'm in the same call. Can I use the phone now?
I want to make sure. George Washington was anti-Semitic?
Yes, he was.
Here, you can have it.
Thanks. I'm using her phone. Hi, Pete. I never miss your show. Ordinarily, I never miss your show, but because I've become such a fan of the do-don't...
Let me just tell people what the do-don't is. You do believe, but no, you don't. Go ahead.
Right. So I listen every day, but no, I don't. As a matter of fact, I've never heard your show before, and it sounds asinine. I love it.
Thanks so very, very much. Let's go to another phone call here. Great, our new affiliate in Chambers, Wisconsin. And let's see, let's go. And this is Dokes. Dokes, how you doing, Dokes? Great, and what can we do for you? You're a new listener?
I'm a new listener, and if I'm listening to you here on KMAMAME.
Oh, that's a new affiliate.
Yeah. Pete, what do you think about the impeachment of Donald Trump? I'm completely against it. I don't think it should ever have happened. I think it's a travesty and will be a stain almost as if it's a stain that you would see around the,
around your penis.
Yes, the same kind of...
Same kind of embarrassing stain. I go no further, sir. Let me tell you, you're exactly right. The stain on this country that Donald Trump's impeachment will put on this country will be around the area where the national balls are. Just a stain.
Right, a stain.
And it should be there because he's guilty, and you can always wash your pants.
Right, okay, so that's the do-don't. I was wondering how that...
Thanks a lot. All right, let's get back to me, Pete Bone, here on The Pete Bone Show. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back here to the Croner Building with Pete Bone in just a moment.
I'm Pete Bone. You know, our songbook, Pete Bone Sings the Christmas Hits, is something that I regret doing. I don't believe in Christmas, as I told you, because I saw my father killed after praying to God in a church. My father killed, again, I'd like to just reiterate that, after praying to God in a church. And so I despise the guts out of Christmas. But I love it, too, because of the great songs, and I believe in Jesus.
The Pete Bone Christmas Book. Read it and then throw it away. There's nothing there. It's just me going, wee, It's my cheap, cheap tribute to Christmas to try to get some of you people to listen a little bit longer and more often to the Pete Bone Show. That's all. There's no real belief there. Well, yes, there is. It's a very... I misspoke. I often do that about myself because I know I'm trying to get away with something, so I stop myself. Christmas is important to the Pete Bone family, and I know it is to you, too. No, it isn't. It isn't for us either.
It will be Christmas.
Get the Pete Bone songbook. Songbook.
Like the one Margaret Gray.
Like the one Margaret Gray does by sending $5.95 to...
No.
By sending $29.95 to Pete Bone Christmas Songbook, just like the one Margaret Gray does, 1622 East 5th Street in downtown Whoopieville.
Hear the snow crunch, see the...
I certainly hope you'll join us this Christmas season to wish each other a Merry Christmas. Would you wish me a Merry Christmas? Because I won't wish you a Merry Christmas. And you won't? Good. That's the way I want it. Pete Bone.
Silver Bell.
Pete Bone.
Silver Bell.
Pete Bone.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sing it, baby.
Ring-a-ling.
Mrs. Pete Bone.
Hear them ring.
What did you say? Isn't that Mrs. Pete Bone?
Yes, but I didn't know you knew that.
This is my wife singing.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Welcome back to Pete Bone on the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up from the Croner Building in Chicago. Pete Bone will not be denied.
Thank you very much. That's Jake Philcock. He is announcer number 12. Announcer number 12 since we started the show. You know, my next guest is a wonderful guy, a guy that discovered me. Although I would say I discovered me and heard him last week on the Phil Hendry Show. Just a great, great guy. I'd like to talk to him right now, if you don't mind. He is a gentleman that has been a part of my life and, as such, a part of your life for a great many years. Because, hey, you know what? Tom Dovka is the guy that found me. Tom Dovka is the guy that I owe so much to. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Great. Tom, I heard you on the Hendry Show last week talking about my drug addiction and the fact that I had urinated myself. I heard that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I you know, you're kind of doing some ambush. You're doing a little bit of ambush journalism right now, yeah?
Am I doing what?
Hey, aren't you doing a little bit of ambush journalism?
Ambush journalism?
Ambush journalism.
Oh, ambush journalism. Ambush journalism. Oh, okay.
Well, is that how you doing?
Well, I am a little bit because I thought that... I thought you and I had a little bit of an understanding here that we wouldn't bring up the fact that, yes, when you discovered me, I had filled two pairs of pants. You helped me off.
I helped you off.
You took off the first pair of pants.
Oh, yes, right. Well, I had to put you in a tub. We had to sterilize. I had to sterilize some gloves before I could actually touch you. And you went through two pairs of slacks. We literally had to change two pairs of slacks. You know, to get you wiped up.
Right, because I'd filled both of them with feces.
Yeah, but I don't know why you want to talk about this.
Because you did, Tom. You did. You talked about it with Phil Hendry.
I talked about it with Phil Hendry. Did you say that I was going to pitch? That I was going to pitch to Phil Hendry?
I told Phil, yeah, that you would go. God, man.
Well, it's humiliating to me, okay? Because when you say that I'm going to be, you know, when you say... Here comes Tom Dovka, and he's going to be pitching you, Phil. It sounds like I'm some slob that needs a job. The slob, you know what we used to say, the slob of the job?
Yeah, the slob of the job is an old... I got to explain to the audience.
Go ahead.
The slob of the job is something that Tom and I used to talk about. Don't ever let people know how bad you're doing, because then you sound like the slob on the job. That means you're a slob looking for a job. You're the slob on the knob.
The slob on the knob, meaning you're some slob... I can't believe that you bring all of this up, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hurt you, but you're the guy that talked to Phil Hendry about how when you found me, I was in this terrible state.
Well, you were, Pete. I think the story, the takeaway, I think, for anybody is the great Pete Bone story, and one that I tell people all the time, is that you are a great guy. I forget now.
That I brought myself up from drug addiction.
Yeah, that's right. You brought yourself up from drug addiction, and you... You're a great guy, and I'm amazed at how Pete Bone has done so many great things. So when I talk to people about how you, yeah, let me just go ahead if I could say the word.
Well, let's say the word. I shit myself, and
yeah, you didn't know enough to wipe your own ass, and we had to teach you how to wipe your ass. We had to tell you this is toothpaste.
It's true. It is true, folks. So I owe Tom all of that. But as you know, on this show, I tell it like it is.
That's why we love you.
Okay, so you can say all you want, and it is true that I did crap myself, and you had to teach me how to use soap. You had to teach me how to brush my own teeth. You had to teach me how to urinate. You literally had to teach me how to aim for the bowl.
That's right, because you would stand there, and you wouldn't hold anything. You'd just look at it as it sprayed all over the floor, and I remember thinking, God Almighty, you know.
Right, and that happened, but no, it didn't, because you're a revisionist.
Now, Pete,
It's not called the don't do the doo-doo, it's called the do-don't! Come on, Pete. No. No. You know what? I'm not angry at him. Put him back up, will you? Put him back on. I'm not angry at you at all. Hey, Tom, I'm not angry at you at all. It's okay.
All right. So, well, I didn't think you were, but you are.
But I am angry at you, yeah. It's called the do-don't, but no, it isn't. And you say that you had to teach me how to brush my own teeth. Yes, you did. But I don't remember any of that, and I think you're lying.
Jesus Christ. You know, one of the great...
There's a guy that I think I owe a lot to. He owes a lot to me. There's a guy that owes a lot to me. That's what I wanted to say. Tom Dovka, a radio consultant who owes me everything in his life. He saved my life.
And now back to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied on the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link Up.
Hey, everybody. Pete Bone, welcome back here. We had a very interesting conversation there with Tom Dovka. Who discovered me, although, he really didn't discover me. Tom Dovka's lied and lied repeatedly about that. But thank you, Tom, for every break you've given me. And he says that he taught me how to wipe myself and use a toothbrush. Yes, he did. And no, he did not. Coming up now is our big segment, Me and You and Baby Makes Three. This is where I debate a member of our audience. And if I win the debate, I get your child, and I bring that child into my home. Then I have a nanny take care of it for the next 2 years, and you regularly appear on the show with a big smile on your face, even though it's radio, saying how happy you are that I took that brat off of your hands. Then in about 15 minutes after we make that announcement, I say, I wouldn't have your kid on a bet. You say, thanks very much, and the kid stays with you. Maybe not. Maybe the kid does come and live with me part of the week, although you get to keep the kid all the time, but I get angry because I want the kid with me. That's how it works. Let's talk to our first contestant here on You and Me and Baby Makes Three. And this is Jerry Studmurray from New Berlin, Milwaukee, right, Jake?
Yeah, Jerry Studmurray, New Berlin, Milwaukee, is going to debate same-sex marriage with you, Pete.
Oh, do I love this. Here they come. Here come the liberals trying to sell an alternative lifestyle, although I am in the closet and I'm a practicing homosexual, although I can't help myself because I was born that way, but I do love my wife. All right, let's go to a gentleman we're going to be talking to here, and we're going to talk about same-sex marriage. And you're in it sounds like you're in some kind of an arcade, sir. Is that right?
Yes, Pete, I am. And thanks for having me on your show.
So you think that same-sex marriage is okay?
Without question, although I know when you debate these things...
Now, let me just interrupt you, okay? First of all...
You're always interrupting, though.
Now, let me just say, I agree with you from the standpoint that same-sex marriage should be legal, but they're perverts.
No, they're not perverts. First of all, you're going to do the do-don't, which means you're going to agree with me, and then you'll disagree with me. Won't you do that?
What? Listen to this guy. Typical liberal can't figure out what side of the debate he's on.
No, you can't figure out what side of the debate you're on. I believe unequivocally that same-sex partners should be allowed, same-sex, that is, gay people and lesbians, should be allowed to marry without any qualification.
And I completely agree with you.
But you're going to disagree.
Of course I disagree with you, okay? You are part of the culture war, sir. You are destroying America.
Oh, when you start singing...
Yes, when Pete Bones starts to sing, he really means it.
When you start singing and you can't... Who was that, by the way?
That was my announcer. That's Jake. That's Jake Philcock.
Oh, that's number 12, or how many is that?
None of your business. Let's get back to what we're talking about here. The fact that you're a bigot. I believe in same-sex marriage. I believe in same-sex marriage.
And I do, too.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, what do you believe in?
I believe in same-sex marriage.
But no, you don't.
But no, I don't. Okay? You're destroying the American dream.
Now, wait a minute, Pete. You're nothing but a pervert.
Yes, Pete Bone sang him out. When Pete Bone sings you out, you're ruined for life. Thanks for beating me in that debate, sir. Didn't I sound like an ass? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, you did, Pete. I'll tell you, you were...
Pete Bone will not be denied. We'll be right back after these messages from the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up.
Thank you. My name is David Calloway. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Cavco's Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up. I hope that you'll join us in celebrating Pete Bone's 9th consecutive month on the air, which is a record for Pete. It's the shortest length of time any talk show host has spent with the Cavco Trans, you know. I'll take it from here. Thanks so very much, Dave. I'm Pete Bone, and I do appreciate all of the support given to me by the people at Cavco's Transglobal Broadcast Link-Up. The money is a little short.
Cavco proudly brings you Pete Bone.
And this is Jake Philcock. Now back to more Pete Bone. How about the guts, the balls on that guy? That pervert, that pro-gay marriage perv that I just talked to, who believes that gay people should not be allowed to marry. He's a social justice warrior. When you hear Pete Bone sing it out, remember, Pete Bone is here for you. That's right, because my life is for you. In many ways, I'm like President Trump. I devote every waking moment to your happiness, to make sure your life is good. I mean, I know you get up in the morning, you go to your job, and things somehow work out, and you ask yourself, gee, I wonder how that happened. Well, you know, and you don't even think about it. That's okay. It's guys like me, Pete Bone.
That's right, Pete.
That's right. Thank you, Jake. It's guys like me, Pete Bone. I'm the guy. I'm the kind of guy. Okay, we all know the song. I'm the kind of guy that when you leave for work, I'm coming through the back door, right? See? I'm the kind of guy that when you wave goodbye to your wife and kids and you go to work in the morning, I come out of a bush in the, you know, the front yard, and I go in through a side window. See, I'm the kind of guy that works only for me, and I don't care what happens to you.
You made me think you
The Pete Bone Show. And now, Dave Calloway. Dave Calloway is going to join us right now on the line. As you know, Dave is the CEO of the Cavco Transglobal Broadcast LinkUp. And David, how are you? So good of you to be on our program.
Well, thank you, Dave. I mean, thank you, Pete. I've made the same mistake so many people make.
People, you get nervous.
Well, no, I'm not nervous. I'm angry at being conned into putting your show on our network. You understand that. Am I on the air?
No, you're not.
Well, would you please put me on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. You know, you may think this doo-doo, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what it's called.
The do-don't.
You may think that that's understood and is appreciated. We're the ones that have to listen to the letters. And
you listen to the letters? What do you get, audiobooks from?
No, I mean, we have to listen to the complaints that come to us in the letters from the phone calls. I'm having a heart attack.
All right, what happened to him? He says he's having a heart attack. He says he's having a heart attack. He says, hey, Dave?
Please.
Oh. Sounds like he's masturbating.
Hey, Dave, this is Jake Philcock.
Dave, we got to go off the air. Don't tell me what we got to do, Philcock. I'll tell you. We'll be right back. We have the greatest Brazilian food in all of Chicago. My name is Sal Marui, and we have the Brazilian food that will resonate throughout your lifetime. If you come to Sal Marui's Brazilian Food, I guarantee, give us a shot, give us a chance. We're reopened. We've got the big A certification. The health department's been here 50 times this week. You can eat off the floor, in the kitchen, in the bathroom. Trust me, you'll love it. Sal Marui's Brazilian Food in Chicago and elsewhere. Thank you. Thanks for the second chance. Thank you. Welcome back to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied here on the Cavco Broadcast Transglobal LinkUp from the Kroner Building in Chicago. All right, welcome back. We got Dave Calloway back with us. I'm not going to allow this. Dave, how are you, man?
I'm not doing that well. I had a minor heart seizure. I just want you to know something. Could you please turn that god-awful music down?
Oh, the battle hymn of the Republic is god-awful, huh?
When it's blasting through my ears, I want people to know that despite Pete's lies, he is hated among everyone in our...
That's it for today, folks. Pete Bone, remember, I love America. I hate the very smell of the place.
That's what I mean. You're lying to people, Pete. You're lying.
Only half the time.
You're lying. Oh, you're lying.
Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, to Podcast One.